Hello, everybody. Welcome to For the Girls, coming at you from a Thursday morning in a simulation that is truly glitching, as this is so not right. I'm kind of freaking out.
We woke up to this at 6 a.m. It was just the craziest thing to see immediately upon waking up.
So for those who are just tuning in, it's been reported that Lewis Hamilton will be moving to Ferrari starting in 2025. There has been no official confirmation from either team yet as of this recording, but it is expected. Mercedes is supposedly meeting at 2 p.m. UK time. This comes off the back of Lewis signing a, quote, multi-year deal just this past season. So theoretically through 2025. But Hamilton is believed, according to reporting, to have an escape clause or the option to leave before 2025, which clearly seems to have been the case. The world is freaking out. Lando's liking tweets. Oscar had a hilarious tweet that was like, just went for a run. What did I miss? Did I miss something?
That's so great.
I cannot even imagine what Lewis's phone looks like right now, what Charles's phone looks like, Carlos, like everybody. There's so much to talk about. But those who have listened to the podcast before know that I am our resident Lewis and Mercedes fan. I have never had to decouple the two, which I'm like sort of processing right now. I came to Mercedes through Lewis. So my initial loyalties lie with Lewis. And I think a lot of people probably feel that way to a certain degree.
Are we going to have no longer a resident Mercedes fan on the podcast?
I don't know. We'll talk about it. I need more time to process, but
I kind of feel like there's going to be a Mercedes exodus. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they haven't delivered the past 2 years, and I really wonder what this means for what they're looking like this season. And George, like, who's going to go to Mercedes? I don't know. I'm feeling a bit like I'm personally going through a breakup, and I'm not sure whether it's like actually really devastating or it's kind of like two divorced parents where you really know they're just better off apart and you're like happy for the party, i.e. Lewis, but I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. So to talk a little bit about history here. So Lewis has had almost his entire career, except for his first stint at McLaren from 2007 to 2012. He joined Mercedes starting in 2013. He's been with them over a decade. With them, he's won 6 drivers' championships, over 80 races, 103 in a Mercedes-powered engine if you count his wins at McLaren.
Wow.
He is the most decorated racer of all time. But the past 2 years, as we know, he's had 0 wins. He came in 6th in the championship in 2022 and 3rd this past year in 2023. So it begs the question of why Ferrari and why now?
Also, why there's so many questions for me too, because I get that maybe there's a level of frustration at Mercedes that was going to be resolved or that was not going to be resolved. And maybe that's why he chose to use the escape clause. But going to Ferrari, which listen, like I love Ferrari. I love the team. The drivers are great. And like, it seems like they're going to be on the up and up. But like 2022 and 2023, it does kind of feel like Mercedes was more consistent than Ferrari. So this is a huge gamble.
If you look at the wins, like I agree, maybe more consistent, maybe, but Ferrari won 4 times in 2022. Mercedes won once. Ferrari was the only team to win last season. Mercedes won 0 times. And granted, Red Bull kind of, it's hard to control for something like Red Bull. But
it just doesn't feel like Lewis would go to an organization that isn't super buttoned up. But it also kind of does feel like, look, let's face it, he's nearing the end of his career. And so if there's a time to make a big move, a big gamble, a big switch, it's now. And so in that sense, it kind of makes sense. Like you can't just sit around and wait for the same thing over and over again. And so holy moly, I can't wait till 2025. Can we just skip this season? And
I can't wait for silly season 2024.
It's also really interesting that he chose to do this before the new regulations kick in 2026. So it seems like such a vote of no confidence in Mercedes getting their act together before a potential regulation change. And I'm pretty shocked by this. I totally agree with Tiggy though, that Ferrari has much higher highs and much lower lows. I think they seem much more prone to consistent errors, but at the same time, overall, I think they had kind of a faster, better package. And that's shown by them being the only team to win last year, by Carlos and Charles fighting at the front more. I think the only reason this didn't happen for this season is that Ferrari didn't want to break Carlos's contract because Carlos still has through this year. So Ferrari must have some type of loyalty to Carlos, or his contract was super airtight. But I think we all know at this point that none of the contracts are that airtight.
Or the Lewis Mercedes contract for 2024 is airtight. Like, you have to think about brand deals, sponsors, like doing a shock move for someone at the caliber of Lewis with all of the deals he has with Mercedes after over a decade with that team. I just feel like
totally
doing it for 2024 okay, but why would they, crazy.
Why didn't they wait till silly season? Like, why are they doing this before? I just feel like this is going to leave a sour taste in Toto's mouth for the whole season. It's, and poor George. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I think this is going to be Toto and Lewis will be very hostile this season, I think.
Oof.
So why would they announce it now? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Well, they didn't. It seems like it leaked.
Yeah, it's possible that it leaked. I don't know. Yeah, the Toto question is going to be really interesting. I mean, Toto just signed a multi-year deal to stay with the team and stay as the owner. So that's interesting. And Fred Vasseur has apparently been putting in the work. Apparently last season he was talking to Lewis at every single race. I'm sure similar before that. They do have a relationship and a history. But it's pretty crazy. I mean, let's talk about the Lewis and Charles dynamic. I know
I have so many thoughts.
But yeah, I think that's a great pairing, but it begs the question of, like, is Lewis going to become a number one driver? We know Charles is the Ferrari golden boy. Like, what does that dynamic look like in a world where you have a 7-time world champion and Charles at Ferrari on the same team?
Also about Fred Vasseur, the first thing I thought of this morning was, remember last year when there were all those weird Italian media rumors about Lewis going to Ferrari, and we laughed it off and all we were saying was, oh, you can't listen to Italian media. This is so crazy. And what if they were right all along? They knew something we didn't.
The seed had been planted. Okay, my thoughts about the Lewis-Charles pairing are a lot of them. But the biggest one is that Charles is like this angsty driver who is just dying to have his first World Drivers' Championship. And it looks like he obviously wants to have it with Ferrari. That's his team. That's what the sport is to him. But then at the same time, you have Lewis coming in, who's so decorated and is kind of like, in my eyes, doing a final Hail Mary to secure one last World Drivers' Championship, maybe before he retires. And so, I mean, maybe they're amicable, maybe they're friends now because they're not teammates, but I can see this getting super difficult when it comes to any potential team orders. Like, how are you going to outweigh, like, the full strategy and think about the strategy when both drivers have, like, such a real reason and zest and gusto to want, like, their World Drivers' Championship. Like, I don't know how they're
Let's just talk about skill. Like, who do we think is faster in the Ferrari, Lewis or Charles?
Can I say I don't know yet?
Sure.
To you, you're going to say Lewis.
I think Lewis is a better driver overall. I think he's has the track record of the greatest driver of all time for a reason. But that being said, I think what we've seen with a lot of these team switches recently, or Checo at Red Bull, Danny at McLaren, some of the Ferrari drivers' struggles, it seems like some of these cars can be so temperamental in this generation and so suited to particular driving styles. And so even though Lewis might win out in a head-to-head, I think Charles has a multi-year advantage here of knowing the ins and outs of the teams, having the loyalty within the team, and then knowing the car. So I think off the bat, I would go with Charles.
Wow. All right. I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say Lewis. I think, I don't know about the Ferrari being as tailored to a specific driver. Like, both Carlos and Charles have done great things with that car. And I do think they're pretty different drivers and have different styles. I don't feel like it's as crazy as maybe, and this is obviously a debate, but like the Red Bull is for Max, or maybe Max is just that amazing of a driver. But I don't know. I think the Ferrari maybe is a little bit more amenable to different driving styles, but we don't know what the car is going to look like this season. So I don't know. But yeah, I think it'll take Lewis some time to get up to speed. But in terms of skill, I would put Lewis ahead of Charles any day. But I think, Chessa, the point you raised about final Hail Mary is an interesting one. Like, I think in some ways this is reminiscent of Schumacher's late move in his career to Mercedes from Ferrari. So it's a little bit of a flip-flop. And I wonder how Lewis is viewing this. Like, is this really a final Hail Mary for a couple more years to get one more driver's championship, steal that record for most of all time? Or is he viewing this as, I don't know, just another chapter to his career and he has more years in him left? He's 39, so he's definitely not on the young side, but I wonder how he's thinking of this.
Okay, friends, it's festival and concert season, and you know it's all about the boots this year. That's why you need to make Tecovas your number one place for festival style this spring. And don't forget to shop their seasonal and limited edition offerings, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. We love Tecovas. They have a first wear comfort, which basically means there's no break-in period. It's the best thing ever. So stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there's really no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, though, just visit tecovas.com, tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. We all need a little extra health boost sometimes, and Fleur Marché makes it easy for us to supercharge our wellness. Their botanical wellness patches have been such a fun addition to our routine. We just stick them on wherever we want. They have them for sleep, relaxation, focus, and other things. And the patch delivers ingredients to your body in a subtle but effective way, and the results last up to 12 hours. Fleur Marché also has botanical gummies and their new organic nutritional powder Green Machine. They only use the best ingredients and are tested for potency, contaminants, and heavy metals before and after production.
And one of our favorite things, we also love that the company is founded and inspired by women with the mission of helping us feel 100% every single day so that we can have full energy and crush it every day. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get a special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with promo code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. Orders over $50 also get free shipping. Go to Fleur Marché, FLEURMARCHE.com. Use code FORTHEGIRLS for 20% off your first order.
I think it's kind of a Hail Mary. I think he's feeling inspired by Brad Pitt filming the Apex movie, which apparently centers on an older driver having a second chance. So I think that collaboration might have inspired him.
That's amazing.
Well, Lewis is very heavily involved with that movie, so maybe he helped write that piece of the script just as a foreshadow for what he's doing now. So let's talk about Carlos, and let's talk about the open Mercedes seat. So where does Carlos go? There have apparently been rumors of Williams. I wonder if that's true. I mean, Williams is up and coming. We have James Vowles. Like, they're, you know, we'll see what happens with them, but still feels like many years before they're at the caliber of like a Ferrari. But where else Carlos would he go?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see a world where he just like switches over and takes the Mercedes seat. That would make things way too awkward. Like, I just don't think that would happen. Yeah, I think Carlos as a personality could actually do really well at McLaren. But as we know, those seats are locked in for at least the next 3 years.
These contracts are not necessarily airtight. Like, I could see Lando going to Mercedes.
I could totally see Lando going to Mercedes as the British driver. And Carlos had been at McLaren. They were sad to lose him. I think maybe my hot take would be Carlos to the second Red Bull seat. Whoa. However,
my heart can't handle this. Everyone stop.
The big problem with that, I think it is surmountable, but Carlos and Max raced together at Toro Rosso when they were really young. Yeah. And Helmut Marko has said that they did not get along. But I think, as we've seen with Pierre and Esteban, that's not necessarily a complete bar to being teammates. They seem to get along well now, but that wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't shock me. And I also feel like it's been many years, water under the bridge sort of thing. And I think at this point, Carlos is going to take the best seat he can get, right? Like, if that's a Red Bull seat, being second to Max, I don't see why he wouldn't take that. But I could also see him going to McLaren.
If you take Red Bull off the table for a second, because obviously anyone would want to go to Red Bull given their track record the past few years, but do you think Carlos would go to a team where he would settle for being second driver, or do you think Carlos would make a jump to a Williams-type team so he could be a number one driver finally?
If I had to guess, I would say the former. I think he would take the best seat he could possibly get. He's already, I mean, it's debatable, but he's already kind of number two driver at Ferrari. Like, it's not that much of a big difference. And jumping to somewhere like a Red Bull or even a McLaren or even a Mercedes, which I don't know, for some reason, I just don't see Carlos at Mercedes, but I think he would take any of those three over a Williams seat.
Oh my gosh.
I agree. I think he's still super young and hungry and ambitious. Not super young, but young enough. It's not like a Bottas situation where you did years and years and years as number two, couldn't make a World Drivers Championship happen, had no options, and then went to a team lower on the grid to be the number one driver. I feel like Carlos is really going to have options with his performance last year, but I would suspect that he's blindsided by this, first off, and second off, he's really going to have to come out guns blazing in the first segment of 2024 to really show teams that they should snap him up if they have an open seat for 2025 or shuffle things around to create a seat for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's lucky. Well, and I guess it's not luck, it's skill, but like, it's great that Carlos had a really good season. He was the only driver to win a race outside of Red Bull last season. There was, you know, almost all season the debate of, is Carlos the number one Ferrari driver now? Like, at least he had a really strong showing last year. And yeah, hopefully he comes out guns blazing with not too much of a hit to his confidence this season with Ferrari. But I think he's in a good position for negotiating. Like, he's one of the strongest drivers, I think, on the grid. But it's still, I bet he's absolutely scrambling right now, which is crazy.
Can I introduce a potential hairy situation that could happen given the timing of this contract changes? What if Lewis goes to Ferrari for 2025, all is well and good, Ferrari's awesome, amazing, amazing year, and then in 2026, Ferrari just drops the ball, and then after the new regulations, the car is completely a mess, and then Mercedes is amazing again.
Which is very possible. Like, if
I had Lewis feel like this is insane, such a gamble.
Lewis is very smart. I think he's also inside the Mercedes organization. So he's seeing everything that's going down. He's seeing their plans for the next couple of years. He's seeing their plans for 2026 regulations. He's also seeing the contracts that are getting signed with Toto, with James Allison. And maybe he just, maybe it's not it. I don't know. It's hard to know, but I think for Carlos, there have been so many rumors about him going to Audi in 2026. So maybe in that case, he would be negotiating for that contract and then go to somewhere like a Williams for the year before, for example, as like a stopover.
I see. Well, there's so much still to be figured out, but this is one way to kick off the preseason for this year and a great way for everyone to wake up today.
Who do you think takes the Mercedes seat in 2025? I'm going to go with Lando.
I would say that's a really, really good guess. It's got to be someone super dynamic, super good. And I don't think we have anyone like that except for maybe Lando and Sainz. But I don't think Sainz would be a good cultural fit with Mercedes. Plus, it would be too obvious.
Yeah, I don't know about too obvious, but I just don't, for whatever reason, see him there. But the existential question for me and for all the Lewis and Mercedes fans, and really Lewis fans, are we Ferrari fans now? Like, that is something that's very difficult for me to wrap my mind around. I've always loved Ferrari, but I've never affiliated myself as a Ferrari fan. Red's really not my color.
I think you look great in red, and I will say, if you become a Ferrari fan now, you will probably become best friends with my dad, and so that's definitely a perk to be had. But I think, like we've always talked about this, you can be a fan of a driver and not necessarily have to be a fan of the team. So you can still be a raging Mercedes fan, because I know you love the organization and all the amazing things that they do, like behind the scenes, and still be a Lewis fan for Ferrari.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That makes me feel comforted on this Thursday morning where my whole world has flipped upside down.
Yeah. As always, I kind of remain agnostic and will support you in whatever you choose.
You're the best.
I knew you weren't awake yet. And that was also all I could think about. My first thought was the Italian media right? And my second thought was, oh my gosh, I'm very concerned for Tiki's well-being when she wakes up.
So I actually woke up at like 4:30 in the morning, and I never look at my phone, but for whatever reason I did, and there was no news at that time. So I was like, oh, whatever, I'm just gonna go back to bed in my peaceful state. And then woke up at whatever, 6:45, and it's like insanity.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, this is my first day of vacation, and I literally woke up. Thank God I woke up on 6 a.m. on vacation. Otherwise, I completely would have missed this episode.
I'm literally I'm about to get on a transatlantic flight. This was not the plan today.
This is like when we had to do our emergency recording for Oscar when I was
jury duty. Yeah. Gosh, well, this news just never hits the right time for us.
This reminds me so much of the Oscar news. This is to such a greater mind too, since Lewis, but this does remind me of the Oscar situation of just it being too insane to not come to meet it recording. Yeah, I'm in a car.
Yeah, so. I'm about to go to the office. I'm dressed in all black today. It's a morning day for me, but we'll see. I'm happy for him. Like my closing parting thoughts, all power to Lewis for making the decision that he feels is right for him. And I hope that this gives him the 8th driver's championship that he rightfully deserves. And I think has the ability to get. So we'll see.
Fingers crossed.
All right.